with a story. The story happened in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. There was a shul in the Lower East Side of Manhattan that at one point was a very, very popular shul. And many people used to daven there. Many people used to come from other areas in New York to work in Manhattan. And they would daven in the shul. Many people actually lived in the Lower East Side and daven in the shul. And for a while, for a nice few years, that shul was very popular. As time went on, slowly but surely, the shul started to decline. The amount of people that started to come to the minyanim. There were a lot of older people in the shul, and they started to get very old. Some of them passed away. Some of them were too weak to come to shul. The shul itself started to get old. The walls, the paint was peeling, and the furniture was getting old and rickety. But there was one person, Moshe Kain. Moshe Kain was the gabbai of the shul, and he would try to take care of the shul as best as he could, and he would try to arrange a minyan. And it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy. As time went on, it got more and more difficult. And he had a phone installed in the shul, in the base Knesset, so that he could call people if there wasn't a minyan. And very often, he would come and there were only 6 or 7 people, and he would have to call people from the neighborhood asking if they can come. Pick up the phone. Hello, Mr. Berkowitz. Sorry to bother you so early in the morning. Do you think you can make it to the minyan? Well, I don't know. I'm very tired and I'm feeling well. Yesterday I fell and I'm weak. Well, do you think you can make it? All right, just this time. And they would call another person and another person and another person. And very often people would say no. And as time went on, it became more and more difficult to get a minyan. And it was very, very difficult for him. He would often think to himself, maybe I should just give up. Maybe I shouldn't work so hard to get a minyan. So there won't be a minyan in this area. It wouldn't be so terrible. I'll go daven in a shul in another area. But you know, he kept on saying to himself, there are people in this area that need a minyan, and if they don't have one, they're not going to daven with a minyan, not going to daven in a shul. So I'll keep it up. And as time went on, and it became more and more difficult, he had these nagging thoughts more and more often. And one day he came to shul and was a rainstorm in the morning. And sure enough, he came to the shul and nobody was there. And he didn't know what to do. He picked up the phone and he started calling and calling and calling. And everybody said the same thing. I can't go out in this weather. It's too difficult. It's too slippery. It's too... Many people weren't answering the phones. And finally, it was late enough. He realized that there was no way for him to get a minyan. So he gave up, and he took out his talis bag and his tefillin bag, and he decided to daven. He put on his talis and tefillin, and he took out a sitter, and he opened up the sitter, and as soon as he opened up the sitter, he jumped. Inside the sitter was a little ant, a black ant. Wasn't so little, it was actually a big ant. Even a big ant is little. But it startled him. It surprised him. And he went, ugh! And he took the sitter and he flicked the ant off so that it went on the floor. And he continued to daven. He forgot about the incident. That night, Moshe Kain went to sleep. And in his sleep, he had a dream. It's a true story. He had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a person going up to the Beis Din Shamayim, going up to Shamayim after he passed away, after 120 years old. Every person has to go up to Shamayim and they count his Averos and they count his Mitzvos, everybody knows. And this man went up, and apparently he was a very good person, and he was watching. Moshe Cain in his dream was watching as this person went up to Shemayim, and he was sitting in front of the court up in Shemayim, and they were counting his mitzvos, and they were piling on more malachim and more malachim and more malachim of mitzvos that he had, and he had some averus as well. It came to a point where the Beis Din, where the court turned to this fellow, and they said to him, "Our dear friend, you did a lot of good things in your life, but you didn't work hard enough to daven with a minyan. And so even though you should really deserve to go to Gan Eden and get the reward for all your mitzvos, but you still need to fix this one little thing, and we have to send you back to this world. And we're going to send you back to this world in the form of an ant. And we're going to put you into a shul. And you should be in the shul and get the kedusha from the shul. And that will be a tikkun that will fix up this mistake of yours." Now, we don't know if this dream was something he was seeing that was really happening, or it was something, just a message to him. But when Moshe Cain woke up in the morning, he realized that Hashem was sending him a message. The importance of davening in a shul, the importance of davening with a minyan. And Moshe Cain said that for several years later, he continued to work very hard for this shul to try to get people to come to a minyan. And every time it got too difficult, a picture in front of his mind would flash by, the picture of a big black ant. That message that Hashem sent to him that night when he had a dream.